93KHJ, American Samoa's best music mix. It's 728, and man, one of the best things about having a radio station in American Samoa is that you get to talk to your friends and say good morning to Ammon. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
And Elisaya, good morning.
Good morning, Joey.
Pull the microphone up just a little bit.
Good morning, Joey.
Oh, good morning. And we have Eleanor.
Hi, good morning, Joey.
And today we're going to talk about some activities going on for Mosso Oi Week. And you're here representing Able.
Yes.
So before we get started, let's just make sure that I understand Able, Agency for better living endeavors. Okay,
yes.
Right. Mosso Oi Week. Quick recap. I mean, what is this Mosso Oi Week? We've all heard about it all our lives. It's the week that we do what? Sit around and sniff trees?
Yes, no.
The Mosso Oi is the state flower. So in October, the month of October, we celebrate it because of its purpose and its medicinal use for our community. And
cultural, symbolic nature, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Palolo. A lot of purpose, yeah. Palolo.
We use Mosso Oi for everything. And so in the past, Mosso Oi was a huge event for American Samoa, for our territory.
I remember.
And, you know, so now we want to bring it back. You know?
DJ, bring that beat back!
And, you know, especially we notice we have so many talented individuals in our territory. And so we wanted to, you know, bring this back, give an opportunity for our various artists out there. We're calling for different fashion designers, for models, you know, makeup designers, a whole lot of different activities that we're looking at for the month of October.
We're talking about the Mosso Oi Festival of the Arts festivities all October. You were just giving me a rundown, and it looks like it's action-packed calendar. So, like, October 1st, you're going to do, like, a premiere sort of event. Who wants to tell me about that?
Go ahead.
Okay, yes, the premiere is our opening event for the community. It'll be at the Utule Beach, 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. This is just to kind of, you know, start things off. It's a kickoff. And then we will be showcasing just a snippet, kind of like a trailer, a live trailer of our production.
Love it. And going through, there's something on the 7th. Oh, you're going to have a gala.
Yeah.
Oh, at the museum.
Yes.
Love that too. Well, tell us a little bit about that. It's just trying to get key stakeholders in the community to get together and focus on the arts.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. So we're inviting a lot of our local artists here. Whatever art pieces they want to sort of contribute to the museum, we're gonna sort of have this display of all their arts, and they're able to sell the art in an auction. And all the proceeds that they receive, they'll get.
The artists will keep the funds.
Dollar bills, y'all. That's Elisaya Mailo. Thank you so much for laying that. And do you think you'll have a piece or two in the?
Yeah, definitely. Maybe some T-shirts. But we have a lot of different arts that are signing up. Artists that have signed up with different sort of. Pieces,
yeah,
woodwork, and we have some sculptures and some dressmaking and a lot of traditional wear that's going to be displayed. So, that's exciting. It's going to be at the museum,
yep,
which will be fun.
Now, one of the sort of jewels in the crown of Mosso Oi Week will be October 15th. I see on the schedule Miss Mosso Oi Scholarship Pageant,
yes,
at the Lee Auditorium,
yes.
All right. Who wants to talk about
this correct.
One?
So the Miss Mosso Oi has been a big sort of event here in American Samoa. It's been a while since we've had the Miss Mosso Oi. We wanted to change it a bit, give it a little twist. It's going to be a scholarship pageant this year. So after years of not having our pageant, we want to offer a scholarship opportunity for young Samoan female students to sort of promote education within our Samoan community. So we're excited about that. Our grand scholarship prize right now is $4,000, and we're still getting a lot of sponsorship. We have several contestants who are ready to compete for and vie for our scholarship title award. But we also want to make known that if there are any interested individuals, young females, if you are interested in this scholarship pageant this Friday, please message us on our Facebook Mosul Ori Festival of Arts page. We'd love to have you come and join us in a meeting.
What age range generally?
18 to 26.
Right, 18 to 26. And you have to be a student. So one of the stipulations are you have to be enrolled into a college institution.
Wonderful. And then another wonderful event, at least for me, another Artreach and Fafifianga, right?
Yes. Oh, man. That's our final event for the month to conclude the month of October.
Well, the Artreach you did last month mm-hmm. was killer. It was absolutely fabulous. In fact, one of the world's leading authorities yes. on art education was present at the Fale yes. and was teaching myself and my daughters. It's Ammon. How are you?
Good, good.
So if you've never done any kind of art with Ammon or around Ammon or watched Ammon on Facebook, arting him, you know, yeah, it's...
It's the best artist.
Yeah, it's the fabulous. Yeah, right. I love it. Yeah. So what will be the Artreach for the 27th?
So the Artreach, now we're reaching out to the community. I know we will be partnering up with some of our ASG departments who will be teaching other forms of arts, cultural art forms. And then towards the evening, we will have our production, which is called Ole Nanamu Ale Moso Oi, which is a love story. And I think we're trying to angle a comedy scene and as well as an emotional scene. So we're inviting the community to come to the premiere on October 1st and then continue because we want it to be festive and we want to continue throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's all different types of arts. We have, you know, art in the form of dance and music, and then we have art in the form of, you know, handcrafts and paints. We have a great group of individuals. Our team is supported by ABLE, but we do want to mention our team. Before I do that, we are calling all models. If you are interested in modeling, we have a few runway shows that we want to show a lot of these art pieces. So please contact Isabella Amu Mangel at 256-2389.
Age ranges?
Age ranges are 18 years and older, thank you.
For models?
For models, yeah. Okay. But our team is made up of a group of local artists, and we're under the umbrella of ABLE. We have Isabella Amu Mangel, we have Gabby Fayuwaso, Charisma Fano, Amin Fipuliai, Marcella Fitisone, Casey Amy Iloilo, we have Keke Dasiolangi, Ave Luani, Jacinta and Elisaya Mo'ilo, Manino Reed, Etere Salah, and Leia Tasi. And so a lot of these individuals, these talented artists, they're contributing to this great effort. Moso Oi Month is going to be a great opportunity for our Samoan people to celebrate arts because we, and the Samoan arts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're excited.
I love everything that's coming out of your mouth, man. It's like bringing it back for real. It's a celebration. Mm-hmm. It's cultural. It's artistic, and it's for everybody.
I just wanted. I know our brother Elisaya shared about the team, the amazing team that we're working with.
Yeah, give me.
But I wanted to also share some of those who have supported us so far financially. We'd really love to acknowledge the America Samoa Humanities Council, as well as the Honorable Governor Limanu and First Lady Ella Maunga, and Honorable Lieutenant Governor Tala Wing and Good Lady Marian Ale, and also Tawa. For so far, they've been a huge supporter for all of these planning and our activities.
Evelyn and the crew are the best.
And of course, 93KHJ. Yeah. So thank you again. Thank you so much for all your support and help, and we appreciate the community support, and we look forward to seeing all of you.
Okay, so let's have a recap. We have the Moso Oi Festival of the Arts festivities taking place throughout October. Mm-hmm. You need to know that we're looking for artists, We're looking for models. We're looking for people that just want to participate. And the best way for you to do that is just like, you can go on the Mosa Oy Festival of Arts Facebook page.
Or the Able Facebook.
Or the Ace, yeah, everything's cross-posted, cross-linked, and ultimately up-jive. Okay, yeah, for fully connectedness.
Yes.
Yeah, so you do that, and in the meantime, mark your calendar.
Yes. Yeah,
that's great. So yes.
Don't go anywhere for October. Yeah, everything is happening in American Samoa, in the South Pacific.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Anything we want to add before we go?
No, if you have any other questions, call me 256-1334 or Ammon at
731-2594
or Elisaya
at 254-7224. Pageant tickets are on sale now in corporate tables, so if you guys are interested, give us a call.
Yeah, and visit us on Facebook. Everything is there.
I love it. Mosa Oy Festival of the Arts with our able friends and for our whole community to raise us all up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Joey. Have a good day.
7:39. You're listening to 93 KHJ.